Vayera Elav Hashem, Belone Mamre, Hashem appears to Avram Avinu, Vu Yoshev Pesach Ohel Kachom Hayom. He's sitting at the door to his tent in the heat of the day. So Rashi points out that the word Yoshev is spelled Koser without a Vav, Yud Shin Vez. Says Rashi, Yoshov Ksiv. As if it were past tense. Bikesh Lamod. Avraham Avinu, when Hashem comes to visit, he's experiencing prophecy. The obvious thing to do is at least stand up. Stand up. Just imagine, Hashem is speaking to you. Stand up. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem tells him, Shev, you sit, Vani Amod. I'm going to stand. What's this? V'ata Simen Levonecho. This is a sign for your descendants. She'osed Ani Lehisyatzev Ba'adas Hadayonim. I am going to stand in the company of the judges, Vehen Yoshvin, and they are sitting. Shenemar Elokim Nitzov Badas Kel. Hashem stands in the Eido. Adas Kel, who is the Eido, the congregation? This is referring to the judges. The term Eido, congregation, is used in the Chumash. The Shoftu Ha'eda, the Hitzilu Ha'eda, that is referring to the judges. In that case, we're dealing with a life and death case. So the Pasuk writes, Hashem stands there. The judges sit and Hashem stands. What exactly is the significance of Hashem standing in front of the judges? It is so important that Hashem has to point this out to Avraham Avinu and actually have him sort of play that out so that in future generations it's going to happen. You sit, I'm going to stand. In court, who stands? The witnesses and the defendants. The judges sit, the witnesses and the defendants stand. Hashem does not give testimony in court. Not that we're aware of. So what's Hashem standing there for? What's he doing standing there? The alternative is that he's the defendant. Why is Hashem on trial? Why is he standing in court? So he is and he isn't. He's not being accused of anything. He's not on trial for having done something wrong. He's not suspected of having done something wrong. Yet he's on trial because he will have to live by the decision. The Gemara in Brachas says, what happens if someone is dishonest in court and outsmarts the judges? So the Gemara says, you know what you did, talking to this person? You are going to make me, Hashem says, you're going to make me work overtime. I am going to have to be matriach myself. I'm going to have to go and work hard to arrange for the stolen money to get back to where it really belongs. Hashem says, I'm going to have to manipulate the lives of different people in order to see to it that whatever money you wrongly kept because you outsmarted the judges, I'm going to have to see to it that ultimately justice comes about. I'll have to live with it. I'm going to have to live with your decision. Well, that's one level. There's an even deeper level. And this gets more difficult. You see, the first one is Hashem saying, I'm going to have to live with it. Meaning, All right, you outsmarted the judges. You're a villain. You'll have to pay for it. No. The courts took care of it. I will now have to see to it that the decisions of the courts do not remain an injustice. I'll work it out so that everything coexists. They decide, and despite it all, the person will get his money back. I'm going to manipulate things in a way that the wrong decision made by the courts is not going to be a perpetration of injustice. I'll manipulate things. I'll arrange things. You'll get more money. You'll get less money. You'll get it back. They will not be responsible for messing things up. But then we have another Gemara. And this is far more serious. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem. The first mitzvah given to the Jews as a nation is the mitzvah of the Jewish calendar. And in that mitzvah it says, HaChodesh Hazeh Lachem, it is to you. What is the significance of to you? So the Gemara says, if the Sanhedrin makes a mistake, they made a mistake, such as, there's a case of Shogin and a case of Mezidin. One case is that two false witnesses reported having seen the moon. They did not see the moon. They were interrogated, and they managed to survive. They misled the Sanhedrin. The new month has begun. Further, there's a conspiracy. The courts decide, for one reason or another, we're going to make the month start early. It should have been a 30-day month. We're going to end it at 29 and start the next month immediately. And they go and declare at the beginning of the month. They are mezidin. They are maliciously changing the first day of the month. Lachem, it's to you. Hashem lives with that. If the Sanhedrin declares Rosh Hashanah on the wrong day, Hashem will sit in justice on the day the Sanhedrin declared Rosh Hashanah, and not the day that Rosh Hashanah was supposed to be. Anything that's supposed to be going on in heaven, whether it's any of the festivals, where Hashem, it's not just a matter of us celebrating, we eat matzah on Pesach, where Hashem is supposed to provide us with whatever the day can provide, whatever powers He instilled in the day from creation, the calendar up in heaven will be changed too. Hashem will abide by the decisions of the courts. Elokim nitzav ba'adas kel. Hashem is present, but He stands and they sit. They decide and He takes orders. And Hashem is telling this to Avraham Avinu from the very beginning. I come to visit you, but know ye. Ha'aretz nosan livnei adam. Down on this world, you are in charge. I will live by your decisions. That's powerful. That's very powerful. Chazal tell us that a dayan, a judge, who has done emes la'amito, what he's doing is he finds truth all the way down to truth. He becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. Na'aseshutav la'kadosh baruch hu v'maaseh bereishis, it says. He becomes a partner with Hashem in creation. Who is this dayan? Who's the judge? You know the judges? Every one of us. Every one of us, when we are studying and trying to understand truth, with the provision that we are looking for emes la'amito, we have no ulterior motive, we have no preconceived ideas, and if we've got them, we try to ignore them. We are looking for truth. Hashem gave us a brain. He gave us the ability to process information. When we make decisions, We are a partner in creation. You know why we're partners in creation? Because we may very well be rearranging creation. We are changing realities. The process of study and finding truth is redefining reality. And if you're being done, din emes lamito, you're trying as hard as you can. You're looking for truth and nothing else. You're not looking for comfort, and you're not even looking to make things more difficult to make you feel more holy. You're just looking for what's right, nothing else. You too are shaping reality. Hashem will have to go and bend things around to make your reality reality. We're partners in creation. Ha'oretz nosan livnei adam. This world was given to us. We're in charge. We're in charge provided we're looking for truth. Provided that we're using what Hashem invested in us to be able to see what's right. This is the beginning of the parsha. Then we read on. There are three people there. Vayar, vayorotz likrosam. He didn't just feel like standing up. He ran towards them. Avram is ailing. He wasn't young, and this was the third day after the circumcision. He goes running towards them. Begs them, don't run away. Bring your water, bring your food. Whole description of everything Avram Avinu did. Ran. Vaymaher Avram Oel El Sar, and he tells her. Gives her the recipe. Shlosh Siim Kemach Solas, Lushi Vasiugos. Avram Avinu. Running. Vela Boker Rots Avram. Gets himself a cow. Rashi says he wants to serve them tongue with mustard. Notice the contrast. When he's experiencing prophecy, Hashem says, sit. Sit. I want it to be a sign for your descendants. This is your world. I'm the guest and I take orders from you. And soon after he gets that message from Hashem, three dust worshippers, as they appear to him, they appear on the scene. Didn't he learn his lesson? Sit. Gotta go run. Run, take care of every last detail. The recipe. That's also a simin levonecha. That too is a sign for generations to come. The contrast is so sharp, so striking. When it comes to Hashem, what we've got to do is rack our brains to find truth, but ultimately we have the confidence that if a Jew sits down and studies the word of Hashem, using whatever Hashem invested in it, you use your brain. But we're only man. We're only man. How can we understand it? How are we ever going to find it? Don't worry about it. You find truth, it's truth. And Hashem will follow. As long as you were honest, that was all you were looking for, don't worry about it. You live that way. When it comes to human beings, you stop at nothing. You cannot trust your ideas of right and wrong. You've got to surrender to theirs. You run up and down and, I think they want some tongue and mustard. I don't know, I just find it hard to imagine that Avraham Avinu, on a personal level, was that interested in tongue and mustard. have a hard time believing that three saw of fine flour for cookies or whatever they were would have been so important to him. But they are to these people who worship the dust on their feet. When it comes to understanding your fellow man, you cannot rely on the fact that you're looking for truth and you know what's right, provide them with their needs. You got to go crazy. You're not the master. They are. He tells them that. He calls them that. My masters, don't run. Stay here. Immediately after being told that he's a master over Hashem, he goes and calls his fellow human beings. He uses the same word that we use for Hashem. He calls them that. V'aretz nasan livnei adam means that man in this world does not have to go further than what the human brain can tell him. Our purpose in life as we see it is to learn, study, understand, analyze, understand the will of Hashem, put it into life, live that way. But he's so much greater. So what? You find what you can and Hashem will take care of it. When it comes to your fellow man, you are his servant. When it comes to Bein Adam LaChavero, it's a matter of understanding the perspective of the other person. And you do whatever you can. You try and think what are his needs and his appreciations and stop at nothing. And the fact that I felt it was right and I thought this would make him happy, that's insufficient. You can try and guess Hashem's mind, and Hashem will live up to it. But when it comes to human beings, you've got to really understand them. And on a certain level, that's even more complicated. As difficult as it is to find truth, it's even more difficult to understand what often is a perversion of truth. And this particular personal brand of perversion of truth. It's an interesting dichotomy. When it comes to Hashem, we got to try our best. And when it comes to humans, there are no excuses. When it comes to Hashem, we have to try and find truth. When it comes to humans, we have to stop at nothing. It's wild. How could that be? If we make a mistake in judgment with Hashem, don't worry about it, I'll take care of it. On the house. When you're dealing with human beings, you got to bring yourself down to their level and stop at nothing. And consider yourself the person's servant and sort of move into his mindset. Avraham Avinu was the pillar of chesed, of loving kindness. What he brought into this world was chesed. What he brought into this world was also Hashem. And the two went together. The way he taught of Hashem's existence was by presenting Hashem, the master Baal Chesed. Hashem's loving kindness is responsible for our existence. The issue that he brought before everybody was, I just gave you a good dinner, you're saying thank you to me? Well, I didn't make this stuff. Don't you think there's someone else to thank? It was an acknowledgement of Hashem as the provider. He was teaching Hashem as chesed. So here it's really the flip side of it. The fact that Hashem stands and we sit, that's because of his chesed. That's because creation was olam chesed yibaneh. We are here simply because Hashem gives. Therefore, if we are to truly understand chesed, we have to do the same thing he does. When we're dealing with Hashem, we are making the decisions, and Hashem the Baal Chesed lives by them. And when we're dealing with our fellow man, we are taking the role of Hashem. And the people we're helping are sitting and we're standing. They're calling the shots. The secret of emunah, the secret of just an awareness of Hashem as it was brought into the world by the Jewish people. It begins with Avraham Avinu. The essence of it is chesed, is loving kindness. Loving kindness does not just mean be good. More than anything else, it means an understanding. More than anything else, it means creep into the life of another human being. Hashem is in it with us. Hashem is the one with whom we share our thoughts and our feelings. And as we go on in life, the Hashkacha Pratis, that divine providence that follows us along and sets up events in accordance with our needs, it is doing so in accordance with our understanding. He speaks to us on our wavelengths. He creeps into our perverted minds, our warped sense of right and wrong, our total lack of honesty and integrity, and speaks to us in a language that we understand and is there with us, obviously trying to pull us out of it. The Hashem that we see is the Hashem that dwells in the heavens and created and is present and involved in a world that is full of falsehood and perversion. When we emulate Him, when we understand what it is that He created us for and what He wants us to be, we've got to be able to do the same. And it's so difficult to walk around with that double standard. It's so difficult to walk around and demand of ourselves a piercing sense of truth. And then, in helping others, move into their false world. Don't you dare demand of others the kind of truth you demand of yourself. Your relationship with Hashem means discovering Him and trying your best. Your relationship with man means creeping into their world and obviously trying to enlighten them and pull them out of it. You don't set the terms for chesed. It's the recipients of the chesed that set the terms. And this is the halacha. What are we supposed to give people in tzedakah? De machsoro asher yechsar lo. That which is missing to him. That's relative. That's subjective. What are luxuries and what are necessities? For yourself, you do not have the liberty of deciding what they are. You're supposed to be searching for absolute standards. In the eyes of Hashem, what is necessary? Could I do better? When you deal with others, they may be luxuries in your eyes, and even past the point of luxury. If to someone else it's a necessity, then in the laws of tzedakah, it's a necessity. You may have another obligation to enlighten the person, but only after you provide for his needs. Very much like Avraham Avinu, and very much like what Hashem does. He first provides for our needs, and then gives us the guidance. He sustains us unconditionally, and then gives us the challenges in life that will help bring us to an understanding of what's real and what isn't, and what's important and what isn't. This is what our religion is based on. This is Judaism. This is what Avraham Avinu taught the world. Chesed. Chesed. Creeping into the mind of your fellow human being. Because someone up there did the same. If you want to know what chesed is, you've got to look at chesed itself. And that's the Creator. Poor Creator has to deal with us. We've got to do the same for everybody else. And if you ever find it a little too difficult, oh, him, how can I put up with him? Remember, there's someone far bigger than yourself that does put up with him. And not only does he put up with him, but he puts up with you too. We got to say thank you. We have to appreciate it. But we also have to learn our lesson. That's what chesed demands. Because Hashem does it for us.